John, the Saddler's Light playing on Boxing Day, and that's a particularly good performance. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was well deserved. It'd be nice to kill it off, maybe get a second, then you're always going to come under a little bit of pressure later on when they throw bodies forward. But I thought, again, we defended them to a man. I thought we were excellent, and I can't really pick out an individual from that, which is a really nice position to be in, because it means we've got a team performance. And off the back of Bradford, it was important that we kicked on again. I thought we did that today. I thought from the start, I think the game plan worked, and individual players stuck to the game plan, stuck to their responsibilities, were accountable for everything they did. And if you've got that and honesty in the team, then you've got a chance. And it puts us in a good position going into Oxford now for a second away game.
Cool finish by Scott Laird for his third goal of the season. He had a lot of time there, and he did very well, didn't he?
Yeah, I was thinking, and that's why Laird's got quite a few goals. He's got a calm head on his shoulders, he's got experience, and I probably wouldn't have picked that. I'd probably put my foot through it. But in the box, he's probably a little bit better than me. But he deserves that, and he'll get his pound off his nan again, I think, sent up in the post. And it was nice, yeah. It's good. It's a team goal. I know he'll get the accolade for it, but I think some of the shifts some of the lads put in, for Ammer and Simeon up top, occupied them really well. Jimmy and Matty were excellent as well, but right through the team, I thought we showed some great energy.
What was nice about your central defence in particular, I was noticing, was when it went over Matt Preston's head, James O'Connor was there, vice versa, Preston defending when O'Connor missed it. Great teamwork throughout the team, and partnerships developing now.
And that's the key. We say all the time, expect the worst scenario, cover your teammate, and then you don't notice the mistakes. It's your reactions after the mistakes that makes a good team, and we've got that throughout the club now, and right through from the youth team through, you see players putting in a shift, not just for themselves but for the teammates, and that becomes quite infectious, and you get points from that, and points mean prizes are, we climb higher in the table, so it puts us, I think the lower teams lost as well today, so it was a big win, that really, you call it a 6-pointer, then being just behind it in the league as well, so vital win, but well deserved.
In terms of the formation, 4-4-2 again this afternoon with Simeon and Ammer back up front, it's good to be able to bring on the likes of Erhan Oztoomer and Kieran Morris on the bench, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, it is. When I think in the past, when I've looked back and saw some players on the bench, I think we've got a lot of strength as well, and they're coming on and making an impact, which is important, as well as subs. But it's nice for me, and it makes it easy when I can nice roll out the same team, and I said that they deserve the chance today, and I know Kieran's coming back into the fold, and Oztoomer's the highest scorer, but If you work that hard and you put a shift in, you keep yourself in the team, and it'll be difficult to change that going into Oxford as well. So, good place for me to be.
And you're 7 points off the playoffs. You're obviously out of the cup competitions now. It's all about getting this consistency, this momentum, because you've got such an amount of games now in a short space of time. You can jump up the table now.
Yeah, of course you can. I think it's key. We said it's important now we finish strong. There's always a club that comes from the lower depths and starts to push like Barnes did last year, and there's no reason why we can't be that team. We won't get carried away, but we need to concentrate on the next performance now, the recovery, which my lads do really well, and it's nice as well. I gave them yesterday off that they've obviously done it right, because I thought we showed some really good energy today, and that's what got us the points in the end.
And a great Christmas present for over 800 travelling fans as well.
Yeah, it was good. There was a little bit similar to last season with the last game, but it was nice to give them something to shout about at Christmas, and hopefully it helped their festive activities be a bit more merry, I'm hoping, and we can take some to Oxford, which will be great.